Consumers, and that would be you, have kept the U.S. economy growing, and today we'll share how that's happened as we take a deeper dive into family wealth over the past 3 years. It's the Business News Headlines for Wednesday, the 18th day of October. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. In other news, as people flee X, formerly known as Twitter, Musk is now charging new users a fee. Employer healthcare rates have made the news today. We'll tell you all about that. The spending habits of younger adults has changed, and we'll share what's up. We've got the Wall Street Report, and we'll have a story about swipe fees and how that is starting to take a bite out of the economy. Really? Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. My name is Michael Libby. I'm your host and grateful that you have decided to spend some time with us again today. I want to reach us on X, formerly known as Twitter. Yeah, we're still there. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. The Federal Reserve reports that the median wealth of the typical American household grew at the fastest rate in decades, at roughly 37% to a midpoint. Now, understand, a midpoint of $193,000. That, and the fact that we've been seeing low interest rates and trillions poured into the economy in the form of federal assistance during the pandemic, has boosted the U.S. economy and continues due to consumers, as we reported in the retail sales report, as you continue to spend. All of the wealth creation has happened even in the face of the pandemic that cost roughly 20 million jobs. The broad-based wealth increase helps explain the surprising durability of the U.S. economy this year and the consumer spending that powers about two-thirds of it. That's why this is so important. For at least a year, economists have been warning about a forthcoming recession, yet the economy has kept chugging along. Economic growth in the just-completed July through September quarter might have topped a robust 4% annual rate, boosted by strong consumer spending for physical goods as well as for services, a broad category that includes airline travel, entertainment, restaurant meals, and other expenses. But, and you knew this was coming, there is a but. Substantial wealth inequality remained in place during the survey period, reflecting decades of widening disparities between the richest households and everybody else. Among the wealthiest 10% of households, median wealth reached nearly $3.8 million last year. Household net worth rose more on a percentage basis for Black and Hispanic households than white households, though measured in dollar terms, the disparities remain wide. Get this, the median net worth of Black households jumped 60%, but remained comparatively low at $45,000. For Hispanics, the figure surged by 47% to nearly $62,000. However, among white households, median household net worth rose 31% to a shocking $285,000. Now you know. You know, I'm going to admit that Elon Musk is a brilliant chap, but he's not so great at running a social media company. The Associated Press is reporting that Musk's social media platform X has begun charging a $1 fee to new users in the Philippines and New Zealand. It's all a test designed to cut down on the spam and fake accounts flourishing on the site formerly known as, yes, Twitter. The company said that it has started trying out the annual subscription method for new and unverified accounts. The program, dubbed Not a Bot, won't apply to existing users. Now, it's not clear why it only applies to New Zealand and the Philippines, or why those countries were chosen. And some experts say that charging a fee might not do much to stop fake accounts and could even amplify the problem. How? Well, for example, there's nothing to stop a scammer from spending $100 to buy 100 new bot accounts. In fact, it might even make the platform more bot-filled. One word. Oy. According to a survey of U.S. employers, healthcare for both family and single insurance coverage has jumped upward by 7% after being nearly flat in 2022. All of this according to KFF, a nonprofit that tracks healthcare issues. Employer-sponsored health insurance is the most common form of coverage in the United States. KFF says almost 153 million Americans have it. Companies generally pay most of the premium, about 70% or more in many cases. Later this fall, insurance companies begin their annual coverage enrollment window for 2024, and healthcare experts say another price hike could be coming. Insurance companies are blaming, yeah, you guessed it, inflation. Speaking of inflation, the spending habits of younger adults is changing, and for good reason. Business Insider is reporting that Bank of America surveyed over 1,100 Gen Zers between the ages of 18 and 26 for its 2023 Better Money Habits study, and 73% of respondents said they're finding ways to cut back on spending. About 53% of Gen Z cite a high cost of living as a barrier to their financial success. As a result, nearly half of the young people surveyed said they're cutting back on eating out and opting to cook at home instead. A third of them are only picking up essentials at the grocery store, and most of them plan to keep these restrictive changes in place for the next 12 months. However, the holidays are fast approaching, and it's unclear if Gen Z will stick to their financial savings plans. The young shoppers were the star spenders of the holiday season last year, despite fears of debt and thinning budgets. Over half of them told Bank of America they don't have enough money in their savings to cover 3 months of expenses, and less than 48% said that they're fully or mostly financially independent. Mom and Dad must still be paying some of the bills, it would seem. Speaking of finances, Wall Street ended the day deep in the red as investors pore over earnings reports and are finally coming to grips with the war between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas. The Dow fell by 332 points to close at 33,665, while the Nasdaq finished the day off by 219 points at 13,314, and the S&P 500 fell by 58 points to close out at 4314. West Texas Intermediate crude gained on the day, and at news time was up by nearly $1.50 at $88.15 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this is about the Fed wanting to take a strong look at swipe fees. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Federal Reserve will propose lowering the swipe fee merchants pay to banks when their customers pay by a debit card. Merchants have been lobbying the Fed to lower the fee, which is 21 cents plus another small percentage of the transaction amount every time a debit card is used, and they've been trying to lobby this for some years. One of the reasons to look at this is that more and more businesses are increasing their prices to consumers to offset high swipe fees. However, any such proposal will be likely met with strong resistance from banks, which, by the way, made more than $16 billion from the fees last year. What do they say about that? Well, they say the money helps fund their debit card fraud protection efforts. We'll see. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend, James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, hoping that you have a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.